Yeah, another Mike Bam Tuesday radio talk show. What's good, my people? Yes, we go get into some things. We go talk about some deep subject today. We go back and try to understand, you know, what was a human being like? What was a human being purpose before they take us in the side of the earth? That's what we go discuss today, because yes, we do have a purpose here. We do have a purpose before they take us from the land that we originated from to bring us here in the land of manipulation, you know, where they have castle living and everything. So we understand that, you know, if you're thinking and, you know, trying to figure these things out already, you understand already that this is not where we're from. And all signs pointing to show you that you're not from here. All the signs you see, all that you can process, show you you're not from here. I mentioned the drinking water, the food, and all that shit. And if we're supposed to be here, we're supposed to see those things naturally, without people have to spice it or put their hands on it to make it good for you to have. You understand, as far as food and water, you understand the most vital things to the human being on earth is those things. You know, having things where you can, you know, have drinking water and good food to eat and all that, that's a vital part of the masses surviving. But what I'm trying to tell you is, when the government people or this entity have to make food for you or prepare your water for you to drink, you know that we wasn't from here. Why did they remove us from where we from originated to bring us here? Those are the things we're trying to figure out. That's why I'm stuck in this subject right here. Until we figure it out, we ain't gonna move past it. So I kind of dedicate the Tuesday podcast so we can unfold that. You know what I mean? Because we're learning as we're going. Because if you don't consider things and think about it, you can't process it. In order for you to, you know, break things down, put it in perspective, then you have to put it in your mind first. Think about these things. These are the things that we're supposed to be thinking about. And the way out. That's it. We're not supposed to consume our mind with anything else. But if you understand that it's a stage world, when I say a stage world, everything is by design. So you have to understand, with the cost of living, and they have to prepare things for you to make it all right and all of this, that put you in a trap mode, if you understand what I'm saying, people, at the mercy of these people. So that to show us that there's a system going on here that we came in. We came into the system. The system wasn't created after we came here, if you understand what I mean. They brought us into a system. That means when we came here, they already have the lines and everything figured out. Where they're going to put you, how they're going to class you, how they're going to treat you as people. Right here. And in a sense, it might sound stupid, but the whole plan is to make you feel comfortable in here. It sounds funny. The reason why it sounds funny is because we get the opposite of being comfortable, for say. But in an upside down world, we actually feel comfortable. We get that sense of comfort. Why? We don't know no better. So yes, people, the stabilization of the human being, meaning they put you in a station, you have a station. I'm going to call it stationary human being, so you can understand what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. When you think about it, do you really believe that's how we should live? The station, the home, the address, the names, these things that they use to tag us for, the system. Remember, all of these things that attach to us is because of the system. The system got to be able to identify you. The system got to be able to break through and see through you. That's why they put all these tags on you, for you to live in this Babylon system. Mentioned in last name, I did podcasts on it and talk about it, break it down before, you know, how we come by the last name. How do we come by names, period, people? How did they come around, you know, putting a brand on you? It's part of the identification of you. You understand, in the satanic earth, they have to identify every single human being. Do you understand that every one of us represent us all? So listen, they're trying to make you feel like you're from here and this is how you're meant to live. So they do these things to make you feel like you're from here. Like I mentioned about the small little bit of growths that they give you, little bit of naturality. They show you that to basically convince you that this is where human being origin is from, because you can't show us all things that man made first and then tell us that we're from here and this is where we should live. The human being would already figure it out, like, okay, we don't have nothing that natural. How could we from here? So they give you a little bit of vegetation. They show you grass growing out the ground. They give you these trees that don't grow fruits or vegetable. These things that they give you to make you feel like, hey, man, life is here. No, this is where life begins. They have you searching for things. They have you, you know, supposedly discovering things and showing you every day that, you know, this is where we from and look what we find now to prove that we from this side. No, people, none of what they supposedly finding ain't real. It's just to convince you that human origin come from this side of the earth. It can't be, people. It's a land of manipulation, meaning, yes, this entity have to feed you whatever you desire, whatever you need to survive. They gotta have hands in it. So let's talk about it, people. Let's discuss the fact that we're not comfortable. We just been tricked into feel like we got comfort in this satanic earth. I'm gonna explain it to you a little bit. So I mentioned the stationary human being, meaning that now they give you an address. You have to look at these people. They give you a name first to identify you, to separate you from the next human being. That's how they singleize people here. So yes, you got a last, you got a first, you got a middle name, you got a last name to make sure that's completely you. Three names. The odds and also don't forget about it. Your date of birth and all of these things gonna single you out. Okay, so how many people in this world with the same date of birth have the same first, middle, and last name? Okay, they can wire that down, make it an individual thing, all because of that what I just tell you. The first name, the last name, the further you go, the more the odds start getting smaller as far as breaking you down. So yes, the first and the last name, you're supposed to be, you know, date of birth and all of that. They claim that can wire you down to a certain number. And even if, you know, say for instance, 10, 11 people have the same name in one area or whatever, they might not have the same date of birth, or you know what I mean? No, but hold on, people. They had more to it. Besides what you really attach to, which is your date of birth. You're really born on that day, supposedly. Then the name gonna come, match up on it, make the odds, you know, more thinner. Meaning that, yeah, you go wire down now. And then they give you the social security number or some numbers just to identify you in this earth. And don't worry about it. I mentioned the address, which is where you live. That also got a number on it to identify where you're at. So that's not a system. That's not a system that was set up before we came here. Yes, it is. In order for them to take you from where you're at, to bring you here, to make you start living in this type of world and system, gotta be there before you came. So they have all of these things set up in this side of the earth, the cost of living and all, the way they're gonna, you know, polish you, the way they're gonna mold you, what they're gonna make you to be, what you're gonna believe and everything. The belief system is part of it. All of it is part of this devil side of the earth that you live in. And I'm gonna tell you this, the human being was made like a curious mind. The mind is curious. The thoughts, everything is just like, what is this? What is that? I always tell you about, if you pay attention to a baby and how the baby start grasping life, or the baby start feeling out things, you can tell what we was meant to be, how we was meant to think and these things. All of it is gone. But what I'm saying is, you see the babies trying to explore anything in the sight of the baby. The baby want to understand it. You probably don't pay attention because you don't get this earth and how it's supposed to run. So you feel like, this is how they do it. Well, this is how it's supposed to be. But what I'm saying is, you can see the baby start searching, start feeling out things, start exploring. So when you're in the side of the earth and they tell you, listen, you don't have to explore. We got something called explorers. These archaeologists, these people that are going to find things and then bring it to your attention. Meaning, you don't have to worry about that part of it. So you see what I'm saying, people? It's set up for you already. Nothing coincident here. So listen to me, people. I do believe the human being shouldn't have a station. Your home, supposedly, where you're stationary, it makes you feel comfortable living here. That's all it is. So listen, you go to reboot there, you know, you go to get everything, you know, done, and it's where everything at. So you have to be there with the numbers on it. So yes, it do breaks down to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? The identification of the home numbers identify you that are going to be attached to that address. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now you're stationary. The human being shouldn't live like that. And that's the reason why we fall right into the people's hand that control here. Do you know what I mean? Because now they put you to work. You're working for the system, building the system that controlling us. That's all you're doing. If you notice, somebody working in these fields and doing these things, they don't really understand what's going on in those fields, per se, but they have a job there. So now they can be an advocate, or standing up, I should say, for those peoples. They could stand up for that company, not knowing, not even close to what's going on in there. You just have a job assigned to you and you just do it. You don't know nothing about the company. You don't understand what they're really doing. So that's what with these people, we just are part of these things, a small role we're playing here. With the reward of them getting your soul. So listen to me, people. The human being should be exploring. The human being should be always on the move. And I mention it, that's the reason why most of us got sickness and diseases sitting around eating the poison food that they give us. No way to burn it back out. No way to get back that dirty toxic out your body. Because you sit around waiting for you to hungry again so you can eat more. You don't work it off. You sit there, you don't do nothing, and then you start taking in more poison. Not coming out of your body, it stays there and causes sickness and complications. So listen to me, people. The human being shouldn't live in a home. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. And I'm going to prove it to you. Because the world is backward. So when they tell you these things, like I show you about the water, and if the government don't tamper with the water, you have no good water to drink. That means they control this shit. Anything at all. Any aspect. You can go to any side of the world. Any aspect of this life that you live in. They have control of it. So listen to me. We should be exploring. We should be moving around. Discovering. Trying to figure out what is this earth. Where we live. What is this about? What is our purpose? But the people show you something else already and say, look, this is the reason why you're here, to work your ass off until you're dead. Get a life insurance so when you're dead, you can pay for your funeral. That's all life is about, people. Oh, to live and take care of your youths. And what is life? What is life, people? This life that they give you in this side of the earth that you thought was the world. This is what you call boring. The life that they give you to live on earth right here. It's not good. So like I say, We can't get toned. We can't get strong. We can't be physical. We can't be all of these things because of what? We're stationary. We're in one spot. And no matter where you go, you come back to that same spot. You can't live without that spot. Unless you're going to take all your own, everything you have, and move it to another spot that you're going to call home with another address. That's why we knows nothing. We sit there in that comfortable zone that they give you for a home, which is station, and then they bring the news to you. They bring what's going on to you. You don't have to walk. You don't have to move. Put your feet up in your couch, and we tell you about it right there on the black box, the television. We show your life on that shit. We can take you to the next corner of the earth with this shit right here. And that's how we live our life. So guess what, people? There is no urge to discover. There's no urge to find out what's going on. There is no urge. Because what? The TV brought it to you. Your device brought it to you, which is all lies and set up for you to convince that this is the way you belong. And you should be comfortable here. You're not looking to say, let's get out of here. Why would you say that? First of all, you don't have the knowledge that somewhere else is here better than this earth that they put you in. They give you life and say, this is it. You have nothing else. So guess what? The explorer, the mankind and everything, gone. The mind to explore, the mind to want to seek. This curiosity was taken from us. All because they claim to show it to you already. So you don't need to be curious. We're finding all these things as archaeologists. 8 billion people on the earth, you sit down. We will find it for you. These few archaeologists that we have on earth, we'll find it for you. So listen to where I'm getting at. Nobody gonna think to get out of this earth. Why? They got a station. They're comfortable. They can't live without that station. They have to go there to reboot, get fresh, this, that. All of that. Stationary. Your home. It stop you from being an explorer. It stop you from being curious of what the world giving us here. Is it right? Is it real? Is it good? No. But we're not going to challenge it because we're lazy. What else we going to do? We're going to sit around and wait for them to come up with these technology, to show you these technology that can make life easier for you, to make you comfortable in the satanic earth. Let me tell you what happened. We all need to put together, come together, and find a way out. Now, I mentioned finding the way out, but the way out is already there. We just need to discover it. We just need to get a feel of it, a touch of it. But it's there, people. It's there. And guess what? You might think it's a joke, but it's human beings like us keeping us from going back home. Human beings like us, they help to be gatekeepers, even if they don't know it. They're gatekeepers. They're selling you these things to keep you in here. That means they're gatekeepers of the devil. They're doing the devil work. A lot of them doing it without knowing, like I mentioned. All to keep you in here. Now you see people come and tell you how wonderful life is. It's part of the gatekeeping. What is gatekeeping? To lock the gate. To keep you away from the gate. Do you understand that? As a matter of fact, these gatekeepers make you understand that there is no gate. The world that you live in is right here, even though you can't identify where you're at. And don't worry about it, people. This is the biggest mystery of mankind. The biggest mystery, period. You don't understand. Whenever I touch on those subjects, it's something else that take me over. You have to understand, because it's real. We don't belong here, people. We don't belong here. We can't be comfortable here. And like I mentioned, yes, there is a way out. Only the smart people can think like this, because remember, the gatekeepers is there to convince you that there is no gate. And this is what it is. Otherwise, when we go to the blue sky and go to space, we have to stay right here and we have to love it. There ain't nothing else. We can search for planets out there and see if we can find a planet to put you on later on after this Earth destroy. But that's it. That's what they're going to tell you. Now, like I mentioned, people, is regular people like us stopping us from going back because they buy what the devil sell. They buy what the devil sell. They're into it. Whatever the devil got to offer on this side of the earth for their reward for tricking you, for gatekeeping you here. That's what they want. So listen to me. The way out is still there. And like I mentioned, they tell you, you know, back in the days, they tell you that, you know, in biblical days, you know, human beings, they say Adam and Eve got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And, you know, this is the place of human being birth, the human being birthplace, the human being origin. You don't understand the Bible, people. The Bible is a script. It tell you these things that you have to figure out. It tell you these things that God do that actually the devil do. You don't get it. They show you things to make you buy into the devil hurt from that same Bible. You listening to me? Okay. It's regular people gatekeeping you here. Tell you you got kicked out of the Garden of Eden and they have all these people guarding it, or angel guarding it, so you can't get back in. What do you think they're talking about? They convince people like you to do these things to keep you out of a certain area, to stop you from exploring. The same human being like you working for the devil earth right here to gain some of it, to gain some of the supposedly material that it got to offer. He play gatekeeper on you to keep you here on the most dangerous side of the earth right here. The place where you can be manipulated because there's no creation there. The creation is made up shit. The creation is supposedly illusion. Do you get it? Now, I'm going to put this in your head before I continue. Anything that made, that man made, or this, whatever was made, is an illusion. Now, you ask Mag, so what is not illusion? Things that come from the earth naturally, meaning that's the creator. Do you got it? Creation. You have to put these things together. So yes, creation feed you. Creation birth you. Creation should be the whole human being life, period. But guess what? When they take you here, guess what happened? It's people. Supposedly they're the one who gonna birth you. They're the one who gonna bring you to hospital to take the baby out your belly as a mom. They're gonna be the one to give you the regimen to be on. How you gonna grow that baby? The same people gonna tell you. No, don't worry about them telling you. They have the food. They have all of these things already in place to feed your baby right here on this earth where nothing is natural. So what that tell you, people? So we're not from here, but we need to find a way out. Now listen, I mentioned it already and not a lot of people agree with me. I must understand that. I already do. Not a lot of people agree with me when I mention the seawater is foreign, is powder. The illusion that keeping us here. You might not understand because I was explaining this to somebody and it take a long time for them to get it. And I, you know, sometimes, like I say, I would blame myself the way I explain things sometimes. I'll be thinking that maybe it's not the way to let the people understand, you know, in certain cases, but there is no other way to explain it than you're not from here. Now, they take us here to the waters. The waters is part of what keeping us here, people. The water. And it never gonna cooperate. You have to understand this. They give you these cool ships and you go around and you're in one area. You understand that? It's a big area, but it's one area. So you have this big cool ship circulating and they carry you around. Oh, world cruise, we can take you around the world. Around what part of the world? You're still not going to see the edge. We're still not going to know where we at, people. You can go around and you go far or you go wide. And you're still in the same fucking place. You're still in the same position. No corners. Okay, man, I understand. It's because we're living on a ball. And that's the way you tell dumb people on this earth. That's why you know people is stupid. Why you think they buy the fact that the earth is a ball? Because they can't see the corners. They can't get to it. So, of course, the establishment can tell you to live on a spinning ball going 1,000 miles per hour. You don't have no sense, because if you did, you wouldn't believe it. You need sense to feel. That's one of your sense right there, feeling. Do you feel a spin? Okay, so you're not using your sense to understand it. Can you see a spin? Okay, there go another sense that you have to use to understand shit, but you have to put it aside to believe them. Okay, what else you need? You can see, you can hear. None of that identify that you want a spinning ball earth. You look up in the sky, you see a blue sky, and they tell you the sky is not really there. It's just something, an illusion you're seeing. Okay, so in order for me to believe that, I'm going to have to throw away the sight and say, hey, it's a sense that I got to use, a common sense, but hey, can't use it now because what I'm seeing is not there. You get what I'm saying here? So they don't teach you to use a sense. They teach you to believe whatever they say. So listen to me, people. The water that you see there is to keep us here. That's it. The water will reveal a lot of lies that they don't tell. They can't tell you about tectonic plate deep under waters if the water wasn't there. So that would have taken out earthquake completely out of the equation. You wouldn't have no more earthquake because they can't lie about a tectonic plate. It's hidden under water deep in trenches. It's fuckery. 100% fake. But this is what they feed us because what? We're in the center of nowhere. Can't identify where we at. And for anybody who can challenge a mag, I want to challenge a mag. Please tell us where we at. Where we at, people? It's the same fucking shit you see. It don't matter where you go, where you look. It's the same thing. What I tell you, people? Truman Show style? Yes. Everything that you see was set up. So, on this big old empty space that they give us, they start, you know, naming places. Like I mentioned, your address and all. They name streets and they do all of this shit to break it down for you. So you can navigate around here. All of these things that they give you just to make you feel at ease. We need to explore. We need to move around. We need to get out of this station, that box that they put you in, called a home. We don't need it. We don't have no time to be sitting around. We should be moving. At least until we find where we came from. First of all, where we came from don't exist in a lot of people's mind because they don't believe that we're from somewhere else. They believe that this is man's origin. This is where human beings supposed to be, where the government have to make water for you. The government have to make food. They have to plastic things for you and tell you the plastic poison. They have to put medication in your body and tell you, yes, we recall it. They're doing all of these things to us. This is what we signed up for. And like I say, we was manipulated and tricked into come here. And like I mentioned before, with the supposedly lifespan shorter here than where you're from originally. But in order for you to live in a system, death have to be involved. Death gotta be a major part of it. Why? You have to dead or die for other people to live. So they're housing soul. That's how I figure it out, people. Why you think you have to die quick so somebody else can live? So yes, after they have your soul in here, meaning that they house you and kill you. They house you, lead you to your death. They own your soul here. Remember, all of these vanity that they teach you that life is about, once you buy into that, that's your soul. Did you know that or not? Well, some people talk about heaven. And they talk about, yes, God say you're going to go prepare a place for us later on. You're dumb. You're stupid. They took you from the place, people. They took you from the place. The place that you could have called heaven in real life is where human being origin is from. The reason why it was heaven for say, we need of nothing. We don't need nothing, people. Everything produced by the Creator is the land of creation. Meaning, everything is there that the human being needs to survive. Not need to get to certain, no, to survive, to live happy. You don't have cost of living, therefore, there is no stress. You don't have no vanity, so there is no crime. Do you get it or no? Nobody gonna come kill you for something that they have. Also, you understand what I'm saying? The earth is what gonna feed you. Water, good food to keep your body nutritious and nice, healthy and firm. That's how the human being was meant to live. We never meant to go in a factory and work and go to these offices and sit down all day, bent up in an S-shaped form to work for some companies that own you here. So you can afford a piece of land that they bring you in from way over the other side and bring you here, and now you have to pay for a land. Now you have to get to work to pay them for a land. Now you have to get to work to pay them for somewhere to live. I already told you, when they bring us here, yes, life, civilization, that they call it, was already here. What civilization? You living in a home and everything. You having an address. You having a last name. You having a damn number to identify you. That's how you can live in a system. Remember, the system gotta be able to pinpoint a person. If you're living in a system, any system, they gotta be able to identify you. You feel important because they want to identify you? No, it's to make sure that they have that individual soul. Everything that you live by in here is for them to absorb your soul, suck it up. The church, all of these institutions. I mentioned it already. I hear pastor say that out of their mouth. Pastor Jennings said, yes, how many souls we got today? How he count souls? The amount of people that buy into what they're selling. That's their soul. And you dip them in the water and bam. You say, yes, those are the soul. We got 200 souls today. How they get your soul? They get you to believe in whatever they got on the table. You believe in this earth, this vanity. You believe in the God they sell you. You believe in the church. You believe in the pastor. All of these things you give up your soul for. Remember, they tell you, the Bible tell you supposedly that God said he's going to go away and prepare a place. How Jesus tell you, going to prepare a place for you, which they call heaven. Now, when you ask these dumb people that believe in heaven, like, hey, how do you get to heaven again? Oh, God gonna come and pull you up. But I'm asking you, are you gonna be alive or you gonna be dead? They say, oh no, it don't matter if you're dead, you're gonna rise up. And so you've been trickier on earth. You don't even understand what you buy. You don't buy something unless you understand it. You don't accept something unless you understand it. Why did you accept that and you didn't understand it? Oh, you can't accept those things unless you get it. So when the human being come here, when they bring you here, you never live in a cave. There is no caveman. There is no caveman. From the minute you come here, they bring you here, you're in the system already. They tie you to the system. You're in the system once you come here, people. You have to start buying land. You got to get to work. You have to start life. It was already here. Even if it was some bamboo maker building, they were selling your house back then. You can't tell me shit. The human being come right into this system already running. Built up of us. So the system set up to basically put you in this frame of mind where this is life and nothing else. That's it. And all you have to do is just wait on heaven. You're gonna get there. It's a place. But you have to die before you get there. Remember, the human being think about it all the time and they be like, oh, someone just be in heaven the way I am now? Oh, you thinking like, you know, these things about you that you do, or these things, these habits that you got, that you're thinking like, this is not godly habits I got right here. But how you gonna live with the Creator, supposedly in heaven, and you have the same frame of mind? Oh, I got it. He's gonna wipe that from your mind with a magic wand. No, people. They go back to your damn soul again. Okay. So your soul is what gonna be in heaven? There is no heaven. The heaven is where you come from. That's the only good place we know of. So a religion sell you heaven and tell you about this wonderful place that you're gonna end up after you're dead. If you're good, you're gonna end up there. No, people. I really do believe if you die on this side of the earth, there's no hope for you. You're gonna be right here. You say, what's wrong with here, Mag? It's hell. That's what you was running from the whole time. You believe in the Christianity and the church and all these other things that they give you. What you was running from? Hell. But guess what, people? In an upside down, backwards world, you're actually going towards hell, this earth. You love it. You shall stay in here and be tormented. Now, before we get to another segment, further about, you know, getting out, you know, we have to look at it like this. The human being supposedly be waiting for the heaven to go to, and they leave it already. The only place that we know that could class as heaven is where human being origin is from. The creation and all, we could say, yes, that's heaven. They call it the Garden of Eden. They call it all these other names. But it's just human being origin. Well, you can say there's nothing fancy about it. It's just human being origin. Why is human being origin? Everything that the human being needs, right there. Now, listen. Let's figure out a way how to get out of here. Like I mentioned, the only thing that's stopping us is our people, the same people like us. They're plain gatekeeper, most of them. Don't even know they're working for a reward in this earth. They don't get it that they lost their soul once they believe in this earth. Once you believe in what's in it, they show you all of these illusions to take your soul. Now, a lot of people said, Mag, the soul thing and the torment, the hell is a joke. Hell is right here. And guess what, people? Sometimes you might have a problem. No lie, you might have a problem. One of these earthly problems. Who know what it be? Could be anything that plague your mind. You can't sleep. These things are right in your mind. And you don't have no control of it. I'm sorry. You don't have no control of it. My brother was telling me a story. Matter of fact, it was last night he told me the story about this man that he claimed that, you know, he know when this woman leave him. Like he was, you know, they was together married and all that. And then she just get up and leave him. File for a divorce, get up and leave. And he was saying that the dude was telling him like, he can't get her out of his mind. It's sort of like he's tormented by the woman that left him, and he can't think. It's just the fact that the woman left him is right in his mind. He can't sleep, he can't eat, he can't do nothing, and he can't stop it, people. he don't have no control of it. So he's saying that the dude tell him that he get down on his knee, said he get up in the night because he couldn't sleep. He get down on his knee and he start praying. He praying to God, supposedly, to get that thought out of his head. To just take away that feeling that he missing this woman and he can't go on. So it was so bad. He'd have to get down on his knees and praying. And no matter what he doing, he can't get out of his head. So it's straight torment. And people come and tell me, man, what is torment? It's foolishness. Picture people with no body, just subconscious, just your soul. All you can do is think. And if you're living right here and have the body and everything, and you still have a problem with that, ride in your mind and take over your whole thoughts. That's torment. And it's something that you can't control. Especially if you're only a subconscious. Your only thing that exists of you is your thoughts. And your thoughts gonna be the one to haunt you. Can you get a picture of hell yet? Okay. Gonna be the same earth. The things that you love, the things that you put your trust in, yes, he's gonna haunt you later on. These illusions that they plant around you gonna be your hell later on. So like I mentioned before about the billionaire or the millionaire that squeezed the world. Yes, he would take a dollar from you even though he got billions of dollars. He would take a dollar from you to add to the billions that he got. These kind of people exist. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So when they're done and you find out your subconscious is still there, you're dead, you never get to enjoy the money. All you spend your life on is squeezing other people to get money. You never give. You never participate to the less fortunate or none of that. And then you're dead. The money is gone. You don't own the money. You don't get to do. I don't know if you have a plan or what did you have when you were stacking up the money and let poor people suffer and all of these things. What gonna happen to you now in this devil earth when you live by illusion? Your whole life, you're gone in sin because of illusion. And now you can't even use the illusion. You can't even communicate with nothing here. You can't get no money. The money that you would have killed people for, to gather up and pile up so we can get to a billion, you never get to spend it. You never get no joy from that. So yes, you will be tormented. And understand that when you can basically see and know that people living on earth, spending that money that you would have killed for, there go your torment. Torment is at all sides of the fence when you believe in this earth. So yes, dreams. You're not even dead yet. Sometimes you're not even asleep. And you've been haunted by these memories and these thoughts. Sometimes you're not asleep, people. It haunts you awake. And then when you go to sleep, you have dreams. And guess what, people? No dream is actually good. No dream is wonderful. It don't matter what it is. It's just showing you that you have a soul. That's all it's showing. Now, a lot of people never think about it. They don't consider these things. But you have to put it in perspective. The reason why you have dream is because you have a soul. You're not awake, but you're seeing these things that happening. You're running and you're jumping and you're doing all these things and you're laying right there. What happened? You have a soul, B. Your subconscious, your consciousness is your soul. When the body die, the soul's still there. So listen to me, people. If you die here, your soul gonna stay here in the circle. I don't care what nobody's believe or what they think. This is what it is. You die in this side of the earth, you're gonna be in hell forever. So all the people that you see die already on this side of the earth, you can hope, you can pray, you can put it in consideration that they're in heaven. There is no heaven. The heavens is where you're from. It's not a supposed to be, you know, where you should think about this magical place. No. It's man origin, human being origin. That's the only heaven for us. You got it or what? The only heavens a human being supposed to consider is where human being origin from. The creator created you there. You shall live off creation. They remove you for the control, for the manipulation. And that's what they did. Now, this water, all water to get out. We have to find a way to get out. All the obstacles, all the peoples in the way shouldn't be able to stop people with this motivation of, yes, we want to find where we from. We want to go where we can identify where we at. We want to be able to say, yes, we understand now where we at. We're not in the middle of nowhere where we can't see nothing. You give us a flight, fly from A to B, and it's in the same damn circle. You can't take us too close to the supposed edge of the circle, because we can be able to see what's going on, those continents, those other pieces of land that they're hidden from us, where human beings can live without cost of living, without stress. And that's why the water is there, people. The water is there to keep us out of there. If it wasn't for the water, all you have to do is just walk. What can be the obstacle? You walk. The water is the biggest obstacle of all. Plus, it's not going to cooperate with you, people. That's just how it is. They let you navigate around in the center of the earth. That's why we lost. The lost city of Atlantis is this world right here. We are lost. And that's why they can joke us with these things and tell you about explorers and show you what they discover. And all of this in a controlled environment. Everything we know was taught to us. They teach us about, you know, God and the devil, and they tell you what the devil do and what God do. All fake shit for the dumb masses. We buy into the system already. That's why we live in here with a number. Yes, number is on your name. The number is on your address. The number is there for you, for them to identify who you are. Yes, so they can single out you and your damn soul. That's what they do on earth. You're here for them to take your soul. That's why you live and die. Live and die. Like I mentioned, we left the land where we from with alteration, meaning that you're gonna expire. And I do believe they hid that from the people. They hid that from our ancestors back in the days. Back then, before they bring us here, they hidden it. They hidden all of these things just to take us away from there. You understand? They wouldn't tell you that, listen, when you go over on that side of the earth, you're gonna die quick. I don't know if the human being would have buy that. That they would have expired too fast if they're on this side of the earth. They didn't tell them that. I mean, we see how they work. All they have to do is just sell you a dream. You buy it, and this is what we end up in right here. No joke. We cause it. We have a big role. We play a big role in us being here. And I blame the human being for buy the trickery. Just like I blame them today for buy the trickeries of today. I blame human being for buy this biggest deception of all, and take us away from where the Creator warns us, where we close to the Creator, where creation protects us, creation feeds us, creation heals you, creation makes you, keep you alive and everything, make you happy to be alive and all of that, just by living in creation and fed by the Creator, healed by the Creator. That's how we should feel. But instead, we're in a man-made world where they have ingredients in water. Hear me, people? Ingredients in water. When you hear that, if you have any sense, that it make you think. how you get ingredients in water? That means water is not natural on this side of the earth, people. Drinking water, for that matter, is not natural. Why? They're the one who have to spice it to feed it to you. Same thing with the food. Heavy damn thing. You can't grow nothing without the government people say, we have to fertilize it to do this, we have to do that. Now you understand, we're not from here. So yes, people, only thing that separates us from where? From us and our origin, that water, the salty water that they put right there to distract us. We will never be able to fight that water. Some part of it, they tell you, is like a washing machine, and I do believe they control that shit. They're not going to make the regular human being go certain places on this earth. Why? We might find where we actually come from. Yes, another Mag Bam Tuesday, man. And we be back on talking about these things right here. Yes, and it's called The Way Out. That's what we're trying to get to right now. The way out. If you die on this side of the earth, you die in hell. You're not going to leave here. Now, this is what a lot of people wouldn't get. The establishment themselves, they don't expect us to think like this. They don't. This is going to be a problem to them if the human beings start thinking like, yes, this is not where we're from. No matter how comfortable you're trying to make us feel, no matter what the lie or how sweet the lie sound, or how much you dress the lie up, it can't pass. We're not from here. Every day we live, it proves we're not from here. Disease and plagues and all of these things, we're not from here. Take it from the mag, be the truth. And like I say, we're going to be talking about this every Tuesday until we uncover the way out. If we die in here, we're going to be in hell. We're not getting out. So yes, if you die supposedly in human being origin, where human being from, yes, your soul is in the right place. I'm gone.